What games would you pull out as, you know, the absolute highlights of your career?
The very early, you know, we talked about, I played in Old Merchant Taylors. Mm-hmm. I then went and got picked on the wing at Cardiff Arms Park. Early on in that season, I scored this very good try where I ran in from 60 yards. And the Welsh back division was in the Cardiff side. Bleden Williams, Jackie Matthews, Cleaver was outside half. I think Trott was fullback, I'm not sure. And I ran. They beat us easily by 30 points to 3, but my interception try was the 3 points. And there were big write-ups of this run, of this intercepted try, and I class that as one of my best ones. Yeah. Yes. I think, I ought to say that I think the Cardiff backs just looked round and let me go. They weren't going to chase. It was an interception, and that was So that was my best.
Well, they may just have decided you were too quick, Ken.
I think that, but yes, yeah. And then some of those. Then they came up to King's Own the next year, and we only lost 12-6 to them, and that was a big game. Very, very. Frightening, because those dressing rooms over by where the clock is now, the visiting side would always be alongside your changing room, and they would be, the Cardiff side were of mostly of internationals, and they would be singing their Welsh things, and it would come through into your dressing room, and it didn't fill you full of confidence.
Well, obviously, being a Gloucester boy, playing at King's Home was special.
Yes.
But are there other grounds that you particularly treasure having played at?
Yeah. The Leicester ground, the Welford Road ground was good. I loved Twickenham, of course, when we played Middlesex, because I'd been on the hallowed turf.
Yeah.
And there was a strong side in those days, it was Coventry.
Oh, yes.
A very strong side, and I can't remember the name of their ground.
Camden Road.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah, that's it. Yes, yeah. And Northampton was another big ground, which are, they still are. I mean, that's,
It's sad what's happened to Coventry, isn't it?
Yes, it is really. Yeah. They've gone. Yes.
After you stopped playing, did you remain involved in rugby at all?
No, I was very down and very, very desperate for years, and then. In about 1951 or 52, I'd been married, and I think my first kid was up. But Guy Cryer had a celebration of so many years of rugby in the central school, and the old Centralians played a Gloucester 15, and these Gloucester players were well after me, but in the Centralian side was Peter Ford and Ibbotson and David Jones, a few of the more latter players, and Cryer actually asked, would I play? And I stupidly said I would. I was not in condition at all. And I did play, and that was my last game on King's Home, and it wasn't very successful. But there was a meal and all afterwards at the New Inn, and I enjoyed it, but I only did that. I mean, I didn't get involved in the anything after that, no.
Well, I'm glad we made contact just before we had the event before Christmas.
Oh, the legend, yes, yes.
And I hope you enjoyed that as well.
Oh, I did, yes, I did.
So who did you get chatting to at that
one? Mostly a JV. And I spent, he clung on to me, the Reverend Phillips, with Bill. I spent time with them. And, of course, I shepherded Charlie. I got him his taxi and got him back home. That was the old group, wasn't it, really? And then, of course.
And what were you reminiscing about with them?
All the various things that had gone on. We had plenty to talk about. I said JV about the athletics, because JV was into athletics as well.
Yeah.
It's amazing, some of the latter players will come up and talk to you and ask you. It's the ones after me, like John Bayliss and some of the latter ones that have played, they obviously knew of me, and that's nice, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's nice they have a sense of the history of the club as well.
Yes, yeah.
And what do you make of the professionalisation of rugby?
I go every week, and I still love the rugby, but I don't think the players such as myself would have lived today. I mean, the training and the bodybuilding that takes place I don't think we would have. I think the abilities would have been there the same, but it's the training and the athleticism that they have to get through, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I would think to be a professional player could be a little bit boring. Mm. I wouldn't like to think that I had to go every day, and I would feel I wanted to do something else, really, as well as playing. The game itself is gone. You don't see so much running, and this line of people across the pitch, which becomes very defensive. You get the occasional game where it all opens up, but that's it's very rare these days.
Yeah, that's right. There's an awful lot of kicking to and fro.
Kicking to and fro up in the air, which seems a little bit aimless, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's judged by the tries. You wouldn't get that number of tries, would you, in those games?
No.
Not many get towards the 10 or 20s, do they, these days?
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't, and these big bundles of forwards that get on doesn't seem to. I don't know. I will always go because I love King's Home. But
that's right. I would have said you were one of the sort of players who might prosper because sheer pace still counts.
Does a great thing, and
yeah.
I not only sheer pace, but it comes with sprinting, is the quick acceleration.
Yeah.
And one player that's got it now at the moment is Simpson Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes. He is so quick over the first few yards that the supposed tackler, he's gone.
Yeah.
And I think in my day there were a lot of sprinters and people in the back divisions that were playing.
Yeah.
Combining the game. And that doesn't happen today.
No.
You can mention a lot. There was a big army wing, Jackson, T.G.H. Jackson for the army, and C.B. Holmes, Dickie Guest. And there was a fellow from Jack Gregory from Bristol who played for the county. Mm. He was a sprinter. Not all of them, but the art of carrying the ball with the sprint is quite an asset, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the other player I've noticed in recent times who has that, you know, very quick first 10-15 yards was Ryan Lamb.
Yes, yes. Well, Willie Jones, as you see, again, he got you moving very fast.
Yeah.
In fact, there is one article of a cutting where it says that when they were writing, after he died, they did a little write-up about him, and it said he was very quick over the first 10 or 15 yards. Even Ken Daniel couldn't keep up with him. It was just a slur.
Well, so it's a nice sort of backhanded compliment.
That shows it on the acceleration, doesn't it? Yeah.